This episode is sponsored by Snack Express. You can reach them at Snack Express UK on Instagram.
Hello everyone, welcome to yet another episode of the ABF podcast. This is episode 17. So we've been away for a very long time, and I have how many guests? Five guests, and please introduce yourself, starting from here.
Yeah, my name is Atopazade Ahmed.
You?
I'm Debbie.
My name is Victor.
I'm Delapo.
Okay. It's nice having every one of you. How has your week been? I'll ask two people. No. Can you please answer?
What?
How has your week been as a Nigerian?
Okay. It's been really busy.
Okay.
Stressful, hustling here and there. But we thank God.
How is hustling?
Please don't let us talk about that one.
Okay. Ahmed, how has your week been?
Well. It's been draining.
Okay.
Been draining, stressful. You can't be in Nigeria and not have this toxic atmosphere. But so far so good. We'll keep surviving and keep enduring.
Okay. That's fantastic. Debbie, how has your week been? You need to answer, please.
My week has been not too good, not too bad.
Why?
Your poor 1 minute, your rich next minute. You're getting PVC the next second, so it's amazing.
So everybody has PVC?
I do have.
You do have?
I have.
Okay, Ameda, you have?
I have.
Big shout out to you, I good Nigeria. I have.
How is this 210?
I wish you guys all the best. I wish every one of you.
He does not have.
This one.
Because I'm not going to vote.
He's not going to vote.
Oh, that's not nice. Be patriotic.
Is this the episode where we discuss patriotism? Okay, before we proceed, we've been away for a very long time, and it has been due to the fact that a lot of people have been busy. We've been trying to reach people, and they're always like, okay, we'll do it next week, and it has always not been possible. So the plan is to start recording again and making sure we deliver every week. But that takes me to the next point, which is this episode is sponsored. Obviously, you've heard the name of the sponsor at the beginning of the podcast. So we are looking for money. We want to move to big studios. So in case, just reach us and we can mention the name of your product and you can give us money. And if you want to give us money willingly, you can send us a mail at theabfpodcast@gmail.com. You can reach me there, or you can reach me personally on my social media handles. So you can, I have a production manager, by the way. Can you please introduce yourself?
I am Adedoyin Ayoshubomi.
Can you move close to the mic?
I am Adedoyin Ayoshubomi.
Okay, Shubomi is the production manager now. He's going to be handling a bit of the podcast. So it's really good to have a young, brilliant mind. So are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so there is a... let me ask. At what point will you stop celebrating your birthday?
I think I stopped already.
I think me too.
Yeah.
Now?
Do people still celebrate birthdays?
Even this year,
sorry, can I come in? When you say celebrate, they're two different things.
Okay.
You're marking your birthday different from, you're celebrating your birthday.
Okay.
If you're marking your birthday, it's like, okay, here, I have some, my guy, we just go out there. Just take one beer, we're good. But if you're marking your birthday, you're celebrating your birthday rather. If you're celebrating it, kind of be a big thing, everybody, let's go and chill out.
So celebrate.
That's it's different from when you're marking it.
Okay, so celebrate.
Okay. Once I do my birthday.
I mean, when you call 20 people or 15 people.
Not 20, just 3, 2, 5, we're good.
I mean, guys, I'm having a birthday on the 20-something.
Okay.
What's that? Is that marking or celebrating?
To me, it's just marking.
Okay.
Yeah, to me.
Well, I don't mark, I don't celebrate.
I don't do both.
I don't.
I have never done.
My birthday was April.
Okay.
I didn't post.
Okay.
So
I'm as horrible as you are.
I didn't post. I didn't forget it. I just knew I wanted to have pizza and ice cream.
Okay. Is it that you couldn't afford to celebrate your birthday?
It's not even about, why would you be happy that you're getting old?
I mean, Ahmed. How do you think you stop marking or celebrating your birthday?
Basically, from day one, I don't think I remember the time I actually celebrated or I might just, you know, be in the midst of friends, just, you know, remember, okay, today's your day. My friends are there, we'll discuss. But I don't think from the one I've had a position of celebrating with my friends. It's just okay. Friends are here, we discuss, we pray, they wish me well. I get random gifts. Okay. But I don't think I've ever done anything celebration. So it has never been my thing from the one. Maybe tomorrow I might eventually think of doing it, or I'm not just cut out for, you know, the big thing. It has never always been my thing.
So let me give you a rundown of how my birthday goes. I wake up in the morning. By 12 a.m., I put my phone on airplane mode and I sleep.
Why? That's evil.
So here is the concept of me not trying to celebrate my birthday. It makes no sense being a top celebrity for 24 hours. So you reach out to me, by tomorrow you're born. Like, maybe you reach out to me twice a year when you're looking for my WhatsApp status or whatever. That doesn't respond.
No, I think it depends on
you. I just think it's draining.
I think it's your friends.
Actually. I mean, the only time I really do it is maybe when I go on Twitter and people say happy birthday, I can respond to them in a very funny way. Maybe that's it. But from 12 a.m., I turn my phone off. I just sleep. Most times I sleep.
Wow.
By evening, I wake up. Or afternoon, I'll do. So the reason why I asked, let me read this. My mom was supposed to go for a family friend's birthday, 90th birthday. Extravagant stuff, and the man died overnight.
That's so sad. Waste of money.
All the foods and all and ashwebi gone. Will you be celebrating your birthday by 90, like your 90th birthday?
Yes, I will. I think I would mark 50, 90. I think I'm good then. Nobody wants to get super old again.
Funny enough, think I'm gonna go with our own take, because I think there's some figures I feel just, you know, once in a
lifetime. Short lifespan.
You get now. So
silver be good.
I think one of these two. Silver good in Jubilee, one of these two. So I feel one of these random dates might be worth celebration after that. Nothing else. What else?
So everybody agrees they will probably mark by 90.
50, 80, 70, they are good numbers. So if I see 70, it's fine.
So as the family of the man that died at 90, what are you doing with the food?
Celebrate.
I should be there, boss.
He's 90.
He's 90 for right now.
It's celebration of life, and it was a very
perfect now that time. He has died.
It's fine, a perfect fine. Time to die. He died on his birthday, and he's 90.
On the day he came to here, though.
Do you understand?
This guy is planning to jollificate.
Hold on, but my take is I just.
He has been taken home.
No. Made for one, though.
Yeah.
Fine. For as one of the family members, I think I was just going to donate the food out to people.
Of course.
What else? Like people, motherless people that don't have, not people that can afford it. That's another way of, you know, showing respect that, okay, he died and let's do something in his name. Since he's not able to celebrate, do the celebration anymore. Because the major reason why we are eventually having a party and everything is because to celebrate his life, him being alive. Mm. And now he's gone. So the best way is just trying to reach out to people that don't have, less privileged, and give them the food. Okay. At least one way or the other, they'll eventually say a word or two to the person that the food is about.
Yeah.
So that's my own take on it, though, either ways.
Dolapo.
I don't have a say on that. Maybe because I'm not the birthday type, so.
So 90, you are the family of Baba. Ah, Baba don't grow up 90 and Baba Kweme.
I don't know.
Don't know.
I really don't know.
So for me, I'll just go out.
I really don't know because I'll be perplexed.
Okay.
Yeah, after all the money spending and everything, I'll be perplexed. So,
not the strange thing I would do.
What is it? Please.
If I'm part of the family.
Remind me.
So, I would just sit the corpse there on the seat and we go ahead with the celebration. It's as simple as that.
Wow. Why would you put the 90-year-old man on the chair and celebrate?
Like, literally, I would just convert it to celebration of life. He died on his birthday, there's party, there's food. Everybody will say, it won't take, like, it will take more than 24 hours before he starts oozing, right? So, I will call the. What they call these people, the mortuary people, can they call that? Oh,
the undertakers.
Be ready, though, if the party was supposed to last overnight, so he's just going to stay, he or she will just stay for like few seconds, a few hours. You know, they just say a prayer for him, maybe get a priest to say a prayer, and then we pick a burial date. He goes, party continues.
Amazing. Speaking of Ashwebi, okay, we are moving on to another one. Speaking of Ashwebi and the culture of celebrating things in this country, how much of a problem is Ashwebi? Let's say wedding.
To me, my take on it though, I won't lie to you.
I want to read something.
Okay.
That's what led to this question.
Okay.
Are you ready? I was really looking forward to attending my friend's wedding, but we move. Now Ashwebi, no entry. I can't afford the Ashwebi because I have budgeted commitments. She said I can't attend if I don't buy. She says event planner is in charge.
Give or take, that's what I was trying to say. I think the world we live in right now.
So your best friend is telling you can't come to.
As I say, this part of the world we are now.
To our wedding, like, because you didn't buy Ashwebi.
People now okay. Take that thing, this Ashwebi thing, as a prerequisite to having access to functions and celebrations. I don't know.
Oh, it's just a business model.
Because. I feel if I'm supposed to come to celebrate with you, I'm supposed to come naturally, share your joy, your happiness, yeah. And anything you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So why should I have to be required to buy or mandated to buy a clothes to come and celebrate
be
with
a
you?
Friend now.
Oh, hold on. What if I don't have
colorful day?
The way it is now, if you don't have access,
Jamie, what are you doing?
The way it is now.
I'm drinking.
The way it is now, yeah. If you don't have the funds to do that, so I can't virtually come and share your joy. You're supposed to my friend. I'm not supposed to be an outsider. Okay, because I don't have money to buy Ashwebi, I'm not allowed to come celebrate with you. Is that the idea?
I think Debbie has something to say.
Is that what we're friends?
Ashwebi is 50.
Is that what the friendship is about?
You cannot buy it. You're not
entering. Is that what the friendship is all about?
What about okay, your friend is the groom, and your friend is doing his wedding, and you be like, okay, let me dress up. I'm going to his wedding.
Okay.
Getting there, so your friend can't even go to reception. How are you gonna feel?
Why can't you go in?
No, Ashwebi, now.
You're not with your IV.
Okay, strictly by invitation. Yeah. Did he give you an invite?
What really happened was probably you were not around.
No, you are not meant to be at the wedding.
You're not around. You and go back home. The person is as in very close friend.
You're not that close.
If this person is close to you, should he have an IV?
No.
Or maybe
you are close to the person, but yeah. The person is not close to you. It's a one-sided relationship.
No. The wife said.
Okay.
I want like 15 people.
Okay.
That means you're not very close as you thought you were.
So that's the wise friend bounces you out.
Yes.
No, that's the idea. You're not that close to, like,
she said. People take things too serious. I would personally just go home.
Okay, so the last point, you go to your friend's wedding and the husband is telling you you don't have IV, you can leave. Or you should actually leave, and they didn't allow you to enter to the venue. How do you feel?
I think first of all, before going for the party,
yeah.
I've been told that it is strictly by invitation.
Okay.
So since I don't have it, I see no reason why I should be there.
Okay. No, you want to like, hey, I love this guy, let me show up. You know?
I hate embarrassment.
No.
I don't even like it.
We know things with, like, personally, if I want to have a wedding, I just want a very small, I want a dining table where I can have conversation with the next person.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have a trench, like, oh, this is the number we are not going to exceed, I don't give you an IV. Why are you there? So I won't apologize.
Okay, so let me give an example. Okay, the person was unavailable to have the IV.
There's no way you'll not be available. If you're truly my
friend. No, it's possible.
No, if you're truly my friend, yeah?
Hello?
You know, like, the IV thing comes with...
How do you make it to their wedding? You send me a text.
No, there's... No.
No,
see, they are online. They are online invites, and then they are table placement. So when you're coming in, even if you forget your IV, they will run through the guest list.
I think the guy sent the text to his friend that, okay, this is how you're going to get to the wedding venue.
So the husband...
Apparently, getting there, the wife said, who invited you? Hey, Mr. Man, bounce.
That woman is troublesome.
Okay, so that's what we are saying.
Let me tell you one thing.
His friend,
if I show up for you, it means I love you a lot. And if I don't show up, do you mean how many people you invite and you end up not going based on the fact that?
But I think your feelings get something wrong here.
Okay.
He just said the friend, which is the groom, sent the text message to his own friend.
Yeah.
And the wife bounced him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That means you are getting something wrong. That between the groom and the wife, something is not right. Maybe they didn't agree to that. Maybe the husband went, hold on now. You're not listening.
No. Wait. The wife said, I want 15 people. Don't get it. I want 15 people. And 15 people is already, they're already in the reception.
Yeah. Okay, so you're the 16th person.
Yes.
God bless
There's
you.
There's no food for you now.
That's what you're saying.
Well, bounce the friend out.
Bounce the friend out. And the person was saying, please, can you leave him? He's my friend.
I'm not supporting that person. I'm just saying.
Okay.
There's a miscommunication between the husband and the wife. Because the wife is saying this, and the husband is saying something else.
So
definitely, it's not even the person's fault. It's from them. They should have agreed to one thing. Okay. I want 15. Is that I follow your 15, okay, or I stand by that my friend must come? You don't get it. So you're just the scapegoating between the husband and the wife.
I would like to say something.
And I just want to use.
What I'm going to say is this. Do you guys think you can be this logical when it happens to you?
God bless you.
I can actually.
You think you can?
Because I've had two
extreme.
No.
Like a very close friend.
I'm a very calm person. I'll give you two G's. Two girls. Okay. Two of them. And this is a general problem with females. Once they want to get married, somehow their very close friend becomes their worst enemy.
I think it's down to you should understand.
So there are two girls, two of my friends, they literally got married. They didn't invite me. So like from secondary school, the other girl's name is Peace and the other person is Gift.
What if they are listening to this podcast?
They should listen. That was my problem. I sent
them shout out to Peace and Gift.
Shout out, but you're not giving me Ivy. Anyways, so literally a friend, my coursemate Norma was like, oh, she called. I was in Port Harcourt then. Ah, Debbie, Peace is getting married so day. I didn't know that. I'm not coming. And I wasn't offended. I thought that I wasn't going to come because I didn't get an invite. But the funny thing is, like, I just spoke to, what's her name? Peace.
Okay.
I'm here to talk to Gift. Okay. I spoke with Peace. That was like February. Okay. So we don't talk. She's on my Facebook. Just there. So I now posted one stories. In me, my corporate, you know, and then she's like, "Oh, hi, how are you? Been a long time." I said, "No, forget, say, you know, invite me, call your wedding, stop all these charades." And I had to, I'm like, I was really hurt, but then I feel it's not my day, it's your day. Do you understand? Yeah. As a friend, I have to be the bigger person to understand that you want to be happy. Maybe my presence will, you know, damage your happiness or whatever. Wow. So I didn't really want to be that person. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I had a conversation with her. And then she was like, oh, no, that she thought I wasn't around. And I'm like, I'm your friend. Allow me
to tell you.
Make that decision. So I didn't feel bad.
Okay, now I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying majority of people, 70% of people will be pissed by that kind of situation.
Definitely.
And I'm just saying it is always easier for people to analyze things when they are not affected emotionally.
Yeah, true.
Do you understand?
True.
Like, you can say, hey, and so just leave like that. But now you wear clothes, wear shoes.
Now you know where they buy.
Maybe now bike you fly. Maybe now Uber yourself enter.
True.
So you can't reach now. Maybe now, you know, you fast go. Uber, well, wedding, and they bounced you.
I feel everybody just have different way of processing things, and we have ways to analyze and reason things. Because everybody, like me now, I'm going to analyze or reason in a different way.
Yeah.
You're going to do this differently.
Yeah.
That's what we're different people.
Yeah.
So that's just life.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Moving to the next one. The life of a young couple. Guy, let me ask you straightforward. You, I'm asking Debbie first.
Me, why?
Debbie first, then Ahmed second, then Dolapo. The life of a young couple. Right?
Mm-hmm.
As a career person,
okay,
do you have a plan
as to say
now, like, okay, I'm married now and I'm still a very young person, you are into your career, do you have a plan in your brain already? You don't necessarily need to tell me.
Okay, me?
Yes.
Okay, already, you know.
Just how you're approaching it.
I'm a career
just
person.
Just make it short.
I'm a career person.
So how do you think, okay, I'm sorry to cut you. Sure. Now that you're a career person, now, how do you think you are going to be able to juggle? It's so interesting that there is no married person here. It would have been really great.
All single people.
Yes.
People should get married.
I'm new.
Excluding you.
Nobody's going to marry shame me, right? But what I'm saying is...
What's that look now?
What I'm saying is... How do you think you'll be able to juggle when you're married? You like your job, probably you have a child,
mm-hmm.
you love your job, and you need to show that commitment to your
husband and your family.
To your family.
For me, there are two ways to these things. I don't overthink things. I don't overprocess things.
Okay.
I don't even have a husband yet, and I don't have a child. I think about it. I feel I can't make decisions in my head right now, because that will just cause future problems.
Hmm.
Because it's a decision that has to happen between two partners.
True.
So if I'm earning 15 million and he's earning 1 million,
okay,
then we need to have the conversation.
Why
and
you,
maybe,
like, guy, why are you broke?
Wait, like, no, definitely. why is he broke, actually? But that's not the question, though. Okay, so I have, like, a three-year-old.
Okay.
Now, we now have to look at what really is important. There's always a scale of preference. So we have to come together, the child cannot make a decision, so it's the responsibility of the parents to make decisions. So at that point, you're going to make not emotional,
okay,
not based on ego,
logical,
you're going to take logical and realistic decisions. So we are going to evaluate our income. So if it's a case where, okay, the work is, we all know corporate environment can be toxic.
Yeah, yeah.
So if it's something that we need to negotiate, like, you know what, how about we both just shut down the corporate world and then do our own business where we have full time and then we work remotely. So I don't need to overthink it now. It's when the young man comes, we start stressing that one. Don't stress me now.
Okay, amazing, fantastic. Thank you for the, now I want to ask, before I come to you, Dalapo, I want to ask Ahmed. Now, the based on what she just said, how are you approaching it when she's like, babe, you are fucking poor, you are earning 400k, I'm earning 10 million. Can we show working? How do you think you are going to approach that kind of conversation? Because these are the kind of conversations where you probably have before you get to that stage.
Like you said, though,
yeah,
basically, I'm going to immediately, you know, taking tap from what she just said.
You've been tapping this several times.
Hold on.
She just said, first thing first,
it's copyright.
So, let me talk. We're supposed to be, we learn every day, and we immediately, you know,
okay, amazing. So, is learning from you?
Oh,
no. Well, yes, I can learn from her. That's not the big deal.
But
the
problem is, hold on.
I'm learning from it. That's not a big deal.
No, don't say I am learning from you.
No, that's not a big deal.
What is the big deal if I'm learning from you?
Just say deal? I am
do
learning
you
from
agree?
You.
Do you agree? Let's move on.
So this is the idea. Like she just said.
Okay.
Why give yourself a headache of what has not happened?
Yeah.
Okay, we're just projecting that. When, what if those situations arise? What would you do?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe, my friends used to say, I have two friends that I believe in. Before you eventually settle down with a partner, you should eventually look out for some strong key things in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Empathy. Yeah. And I think, you know, someone who is brilliant in his own way. It has to be, you know, it doesn't have to be like, okay, you're the smartest person on earth, but you can eventually hold your ground.
Mm.
So I think if, before I eventually settle down with someone, I should know the kind of person they are. We should have this understanding and understand each other and know things about ourselves.
Sure.
So, okay, if you're any more than me, fine. If I decide to settle down where I know you're any more than me, before I decide to settle down, I already know the kind of person you are. If I feel that kind of situation will arise and cause issue before settling down, I will have seen traits or things leading to those things.
Yeah.
So if I love you, like I claim, or and I understand and I see my future in you, and
you
I
love
see
you love David.
Yeah. Never knew.
Just saying.
You never knew.
If I love my wife,
I feel loved.
If I love the future wife I'm supposed to be with.
Yeah,
and I love you that much. We'll sit down and discuss about it. The life has gone beyond this egoistic, manly, patriotic thing that I have to start acting as if okay because I'm the man.
Yeah, yeah,
we can discuss about it. It doesn't make me less a man. It doesn't make me less someone that wants to be responsible or do better for my family.
100%.
I might be any 400,000. That doesn't mean by tomorrow I won't earn more than.
I'm not saying how you're approaching. I don't want you to. I wanted you to make it just.
I just told you. I will approach it in a very calm way, understanding way. If I believe and love the person I'm with, it doesn't have to cause a big deal now.
Dolapo.
Yeah.
So the conversation is you've been calm. Why?
I don't know.
Until you got you.
You got man calm.
Okay, so how do you think you have a plan in your head already, right? Or you don't at this point?
For myself I do.
As a young couple. Let's say you get married next year.
Which I know I can't.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, some people don't live in hypothetical worlds.
Let's
and
say
they say no.
Let's say.
They say they don't do hypothetical, so.
And I'm being straightforward here. I know I can't get married next year.
I believe you. Shout out to you.
Okay.
What if I give you fine husband now?
I don't want.
And you fall in love.
Thank you.
I mean, someone is in love with Debbie already.
Ah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel love.
Okay, on this segment, I think this we have two phases of segments here. So this next segment is very funny, and is very how will I put it? The whole conversation is going to tilt a bit more into relationship and more of conversations around it. So, Debbie, why are you smiling?
I don't like relationships.
Why?
It's annoying and frustrating.
Okay, so not necessarily relationship, so to speak. There is this podcast, and she's a very fantastic. I've listened to her podcast. I listened to like four or five episodes, and she was talking about, I think more of our conversation is sexual and not necessarily sexual. And the name of our podcast is called HTWR by Rukaya. Is it Rukaya or Rukia?
Apologies to her name.
I'm sorry if I ruin your name. But I've listened to our podcast. It's probably Rukaya, right? She spelled it in
name. It's Rukia.
It's Rukia. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
So the name of our podcast is called HTWR by Rukia. So she speaks about a lot of things. I listened to like 5 episodes. If you guys have a chance, you can listen to our podcast. So there's this particular episode she discussed of the attitude between man and woman in terms of, she said, after sex attitude. So on that episode, she invited another person, a lady. So they were discussing about the attitude of the opposite sex after having sex. Let's say between the man and the woman. The woman is looking at the guy. Mm-hmm. What's the reaction like? The guy too is looking at what's the reaction after. Mm-hmm. So what do you think, Debbie? Why am I going to Debbie first?
Why is Ibile, always Debbie?
Ibile, you go first.
Please.
Like after
Yes, after sex attitude. After sex. Do you look for it as a guy? Please move close to the mic.
Well, to me.
Yeah.
That's what I do after sex.
There's
what I do after sex.
I mean, just the attitude. Like, do you check, not your own attitude,
yeah,
the opposite person? Do you check?
Well, no, I don't.
You don't check.
I don't check.
You don't look for after. Like, okay. Then why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing. I'm smiling.
Okay. The question to you then.
No,
I'm coming back to you.
Cannot continue with him.
No,
cannot
no, continue,
be with
me. I don't.
Okay.
After sex, I'm cool. I'm fine.
So you don't look at attitude after it?
Mm-hmm. What attitude are you looking for?
Okay, fantastic. It's nice. Now, Debbie, you're asking me a question. You know I was going to throw a question at you.
So I just asked you.
Okay, so Dolapo, just let it marinate. Okay, so Dolapo, do you look for attitude after sex as a woman?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. So what are the things you look after, do you look forward to? Is it mostly like negative, positive? Can you please... The floor is yours, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way.
Okay.
It's like after having sex.
Yeah.
And your partner is, you know, guys can be so funny at times.
Guys are always funny. When it comes to people. When it comes to people, guys are always funny.
Don't give me that look.
Okay. Debbie has cleared the floor for you.
Some guys can be so funny.
Yeah.
Me, I'm always trying to be very... Okay, everybody knows that I'm this emotional type.
Okay.
Yeah, I am very, very emotional. So I feel after sex...
Yeah.
You should still like... I like it when a guy comes to you and still have conversation with you after sex.
Okay.
Yeah, like you guys can still have this nice or...
Like pillow talk.
Cuddles.
Just even you guys can come up with something serious after it, like just have that good conversation, not like you guys are done having sex and you turn your back on me and
that's
all. Gonna be awkward.
So after if a guy should do that to me, I feel all as in everything you're after is just that sex. That's what you want. You really don't have anything.
Like there's no bond.
You get So I feel after sex, everything should still be romantic, loving, and
as you're having sex with someone you're in love with.
That okay.
Do you think sex has to be with someone you have? I mean,
you're sexually attracted to someone.
Doesn't mean you're in love with the person.
You've had the sex. What are we talking about?
Doesn't mean you're in love with the person, right?
The deed is done.
Are we saying the same thing?
Everybody go to your house.
Maybe I'm saying
the same thing. I can have sex with someone I don't love.
No, okay. No, people do have sex with people they don't love.
I mean, the floor is yours, Debbie, please.
I don't have no flaws.
I mean, so, okay. Now, here's the bit. The attitude you look forward. Does that attitude in any way influence you maybe for the next time? You're probably like, no, man, not with that guy.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Because if a guy should do that to me, like,
it will actually make you feel less of a human.
I am not even trying it.
As
next
at that
time.
Point, just feel like maybe like.
But sometimes I can actually be so stupid and still go back to the guy if I really love the guy.
Wow. Or maybe it's just the great sex and the emotion is not just the after.
Wow.
True,
yes or yes?
Please, can we ask him why he's so quiet and has this smirk on his face?
Even when you get home, the whole thing will be like.
Yes,
DJ, press you,
know, she understands.
For
the fact that you are just, you know, visualizing stuff, you go back. You still want to look.
That's when you forget charger. I mean, the whole point of what I'm trying to, the reason why I'm asking this is because while I listen to this episode, I think you guys should listen to our podcast. The guest said something. The name of the guest is Miriam Salami. She said there are some situations where even the ladies too, the attitude after sex is also not like really great. Where maybe you prefer after sex, you prefer to go into the toilet first and clean up. I don't know. Some people do that. Maybe the guy also is looking forward to your attitude, and the first thing the guy observes is you stand up.
But health-wise, as a girl, once you're done with sex,
yeah,
you clean up.
Go and ease yourself.
True. Okay.
First.
Yeah.
It's actually medically proven, so it has nothing to do with attitude.
Okay.
Now we be.
Now. Then so before we proceed, because I think there's a lot of conversation around it. Ahmed, can you please?
I was waiting when you will get to him, because yes. He just has this look on his face and smile like
maybe
one bad guy.
Some things to say on that.
Yes.
Let's hear you.
This thing is very funny. Do you know why? This is the first phase of the conversation. There's another phase.
I think I would have to go home now.
Okay. Keep it short, Ahmed. Let's go.
I don't even know funny idea what to say.
Okay.
It's true.
What do you do after sex?
No, like, do you look forward to your partner's attitude after sex?
I'm an emotional person.
Okay.
So everything that
looks like everybody's emotional.
I'm just
who I am.
I'm
emotional.
I don't know. People say I'm cold.
I'm who I am. I feel. I'm just who I am. I feel for me to have sex with you, there should be a bond. There should be something connecting us. I'm not the random guy that just, you know, hook up with a girl and just have sex. It doesn't work for me that way.
Okay.
Sex deals with my feelings. So for me to have sex with you, I feel we share something in common. So this attitude after sex matters. It goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
A long way for people like me.
I agree.
So if I see that the environment, the atmosphere is not conducive enough, or I'm not getting the ambience I want.
Yeah.
It will put me off now, definitely.
Okay, no. So this is not about the sex. This is aftermath.
And aftermath of the sex, I'm telling you, the attitude after the sex.
So do you look forward to the attitude?
Definitely, I do.
Okay.
Don't you think if you look forward to things, like it's...
No,
like,
after it's done.
I know.
I'm saying, like, if that thought's already English. Let's say you have...
Premeditated in your
brain. That word, thank you.
Premeditated in your brain.
Yes. Don't you think it will cause problems? So you literally become very picky and then find fault in every little thing, even when you're not supposed to.
Maybe this is the idea. That's if you don't love a person.
No, I'm saying after sex talk.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Can we remove love?
Okay, just sex.
Outside this sex.
Okay, yeah. Let's remove love and whatever. Let's say after sex.
Yeah.
Because the question is, do you look forward to the attitude after? So if you're looking forward to it, it's like an expectation. Well, so it's like you're just done. You're like
waiting for a reaction.
Don't you think that would cause a problem? Maybe if the person just decides to go wee, or maybe quickly, okay, maybe there's a beep on the phone, and then in your head you're just getting angry. So after this thing, you're looking at your phone.
I think the reason why you're saying this is because of the kind of person you are.
Yes.
If truly you are the emotional type, I guess the type I am. If truly you are the emotional type,
okay.
I'm so sure you always look after that.
Yes.
Personally.
It's not like you're going to plan like...
No, for...
Yes.
Yes.
It's not if you're planning...
What I'm saying is, okay...
It's just once it's done...
It's a normal thing for you.
Debbie, as a human being, there's some things that are just trigger in our brain. Program.
It's just like you going to your boyfriend's place. You're already expecting it. Okay, when I get there, it's going to be loving, caring, and he doesn't do that.
And so it's just the way we had.
Do you know why you guys are having a problem with the way Debbie is talking? Debbie is a very calculative person. Debbie calculates everything. She premeditates everything. Yeah, she true. Plans, that's right? True. That's the kind of person she is. Then people probably look, ah, when I get there, I'll first enter the bedroom, I'll off pint. You have
right? Why am I offering
for the best? What I'm just saying.
Why am I so, why can't I just eat in, food or watch TV?
Okay, you okay, so breakfast. You have breakfast.
You eat food.
Why am I offering something?
Ah, okay.
Well, that's you don't have to necessarily off things, right? So what I'm saying is that's the kind of person she's. She
no, probably but for is. Me personally, my own kind of a person is that.
Yeah.
What I've learned over the years is not to put too much pressure or expectations on things. I think I'm very emotional. So those little things can trigger me. So most times I come to realize that most of the things I consider problems were not really problems. It was just a case of me over
having expectations.
Do you understand? So those are things I could easily just look at and look away. Do you understand? Yeah. Probably you walk on your boyfriend, walk into the house with your and he's on his phone. You really don't know what he's doing there.
Yeah.
So but then you expect him to be like, oh, I've not seen you for Nah, you're causing problems for yourself when you don't have problems.
That's true.
So over time I've learned how to be very chilled about things. I put zero expectations. I'm more like I like communication a lot. Mm-hmm. I like talking. So for me, like if you're shouting here, I don't shout. I keep quiet and I walk in. What I do is I come back later to have that conversation. I want to know why. I feel when I know why, then my madness starts. And I'm like, so I came here, you're on your phone, you know? But then I must have settled down and be like, I say not to love me. What did you do for your phone? So it's the response after that. Do you understand? So I want to know why. Because we are humans and then we make all the other person feel like they should be this perfect human beings. We are not perfect.
So let me just say, let me just add a few points to what you guys have said. I think sex is, how do I put this? Sex is an exercise based on emotions of two people.
You are the strangest human being I've ever met in my life.
Definitely, most deaf.
You put your airplane, you put your phone on airplane mode on your birthday. Sex exercise.
I think sex is an exercise based on two people's emotions. No, wait now.
Your bedroom is high fitness.
You don't know. It ranks number one, though.
So
being the worst person in the world.
Based on how you guys feel after sex. I mean, guys do think about it after sex, right? When it comes to ego and ratings, is here in men's head.
Yeah, that's true, sure.
Right? People take sex enhancement before sex, right?
Yeah, because they want to.
And after you are done, you want to see that response from the woman, like, yes, I'm the man.
The man.
But you know, they see anything. The guy just says, waiting for this. Do you understand?
Fuck you.
But wait,
these are some attitudes some people probably wait for to see as a guy. I mean, the perspective has come from you as a woman. I've listened, right? And I'm just saying, men to look forward to these things.
What are people looking forward to?
Attitude after.
No, I know. Like after what are they?
So let me give you an example. Like,
wait.
The guy needs to see that Uber rating. Over Uber rating. Yeah.
Enjoy making up to you.
Is it faster?
I just want to learn so that even if it's not good, you just have to be.
No, you don't need it. You are damaged already, and that's.
You
don't need it.
I feel attacked.
I mean, you said I'm the weirdest person. So what I'm saying
don't in essence evil for evil.
Okay, I would next time. So what I'm saying in essence is we men look forward to it, right? So they think, oh, was he okay? I watched one episode of Black Mirror where the guy was having sex with the partner, and after like the guy was like, yes, the girl just said, okay, that's nice. They smiled and the guy went on phone, started pressing phone. So the camera just showed the guy like, what's gonna happen? Hope I never fuck up. Like that is the kind of attitude.
But what attitude do you people want?
Not what we want. We are just looking for, if it is good, fine. If it is not good, fine. We are taking the feedback
to know if you can work on himself and do better.
I don't know. My child, if you are trying to do better,
I don't know. I feel that
to the people that want to do better. I'm just saying, people look forward to
attitude. Are you really supposed to compliment?
We are not telling you what to do. We are just having a conversation of people looking forward to
a guy. What do people want to hear?
Say, not what I want to hear. This is the idea.
Not what I want to hear.
Okay, this is it. If a lady compliments you, genuinely,
if it is good, I will know.
A lady can lie to you.
For me, no. Everybody should also for their calm now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying now?
If he's
good, also for your calm. You what I'm saying is,
nobody will tell you.
If you want to come, come. If I want to come, I come. I come faster. That's your problem. Do now is you think it's easy to hold the phone?
Everybody, idea is
how many humans survive in the sperm section? How many thousands of Do you know how many human fights to be the number one?
That's spam.
Three million also. I know it's three. Is it three million?
So you have imagined millions of people trying to live in a small space at the same time.
Is that an excuse for a quick comma?
I'm sorry. If I come, I come. Everybody should also come. Everybody should also for their come.
No.
I think that's the name of this episode. If I come, I come.
No, wait. I think that's a wrong notion. If I come, I come. You actually owe your partner the responsibility of satisfaction.
So I should bite my tongue.
No, so if you're a quick comer,
okay.
That's a problem. All people right. should learn how to do things effectively and properly.
Sensei.
Yeah, change. I need my black belt.
So let me tell you, nobody likes a quick comer, mind you.
Even a quick comer does not even like it.
But there are ways to see. If there's a problem, there's always a solution.
All right.
So if someone comes quick, then you should look for ways around it to like extend the sexual whatever. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So if you are quick to come, ladies come, they don't come as easily as guys. Some don't even come at all.
Yes, true.
So I feel like what
I mean, she's very passionate about this content.
Literally, I've read a lot about, because I just like reading, so I read a lot about this. So for me, I feel sex is more mental than it's physical, but people don't know that.
Yeah, that's true. It's more mental than physical.
Yeah.
So when you get somebody to like a high place, do you understand?
Yeah.
At that point, it's like matching up.
Yeah.
So if you're late at coming, delay your mind.
Okay. Wait.
Not allow your joystick to be happy.
Okay, wait. Let me tell you something. I understand what you're saying.
Do you get
right?
Heighten the woman to some point so that as at that point she's close, like from foreplay, she's close to coming.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So when you want to come, two of you come. It's not when I want to come. Are you mad or something?
I mean,
I'm not happy.
Two people reaching climax is always like not like it happens every time.
The priority is not even high.
Okay,
I'm
sorry.
Okay.
Your experience as a woman in sexual exercise is for you to know and analyze.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
There are situations when you are in the middle of sex and the only thing that will stop you from coming is thinking about dustbin, thinking about something horrible, thinking about color red. Now, you don't know how long the fight is as a man. You don't get penis. As a woman, as a woman, I don't know how you feel. I feel a lot of time women are more disappointed in sex. They just tell the guy, oh yeah, it was okay. Right? So I'm not going to talk based on your experience.
Mm.
I'll talk about my own experience, right? I've thought of weirdest shit just not to come. I'm in my 30s now. Do you expect me to be doing that? You want me to be using walking stick by 45? One woman is telling me, Ada, how weird.
No, it's intentional.
No, what I'm trying to say in the whole essence is your own angle of climax, my own angle of climax.
Differs. But then there's intentionality to things.
This penis get mind of
no,
your own.
It's taking two people to have sex,
Yeah, you are looking for climax at the same time, two people.
No, you
it's
just
always, it happens when you have sex with a god.
You just don't come out and hop on the bed now. There are processes to it.
Hmm.
You take off clothes.
These are the things you want, right? Mm-hmm. These are the things you want.
That is how it will happen. It's not what I want.
Okay.
No. Like I told you, I know how to communicate. And see, once the communication is not there, then there's a problem.
Let's drop some short points. We were trying to say something.
Basically, you just said the whole thing, though. Because this is the idea. It might be easier for a lady to do that. But as a guy, do you know how this to delay that thing? You might think about, okay, I want to find a way to delay it. What if it doesn't come? It doesn't set in the way.
Debbie, I've asked you a question. Said a million people trying to leave this door. Do you think is this door?
This is you creating a scenario to No. Because when I would be guys, now they lie. Like I know when people will lie.
So you are judging my experience.
I'm not judging your experience.
Let's move on to another sexual conversation.
Okay,
let's
no problem.
Dalapo, are you alright?
You can laugh if you want.
Okay, so there's a story I read upon. I saw it, and it was about this lady saying she was in a relationship with a guy, and it happens that during their sexual experience, during their relationship, the guy never had face-to-face sex with her.
And it's face to face.
He's always doggy.
Yeah, so
we know they look for face. Face. We're like, what does that mean?
Have you seen cum face?
Oh, maybe she does. She wants to see cum face. Maybe it's cum face, but it's not great.
I should have turned into something else.
I mean,
what's that? But there's a cum face, isn't it?
So, yeah, there's a cum face.
Are you not 18?
I don't know.
No, like, what I'm trying to say in the essence is.
Yeah. I'm under 18.
What I'm trying to say in the essence is.
So?
What I'm saying in the essence is. The lady made the observation to say, since we've been having sex.
It's always, you know.
We've never looked face to face.
Like, she has had that conversation with the guy.
I mean, she's telling us after relationship.
After relationship, after you that most of it they have sex. Like, all the time.
All the time, not most.
They don't even see, they don't face themselves.
What I'm saying now is, like, has she ever tried to have that conversation?
I think, based on our blog on YouTube, I can give you guys the link if you want to have a laugh and learn. She said, it was more like she just loved the guy, we love each other. Now, when everything ended, everything was that. You know, there are times where you just sit alone and just start registering.
Definitely.
Come on, me and this guy. We know they look for face. So.
Love is not enough. She should have had that conversation.
Should have. Do you think it's something you ever accept?
Like I said, if you don't know me, I fuck out. I have a conversation with you. I hate stress.
No. What I'm saying is.
Always back.
Yes.
Back to back. I mean, I won't front. You is done.
Dolapo, please. Dolapo.
Why are you laughing? I'm listening.
I'm listening, Dolapo. What is your... Do you think it is something you can say, not a big deal?
That's why I was fishy.
It's a big deal to you.
Yes, it is.
Also.
Because that's your favorite position. Doesn't make it my own favorite position.
Yeah.
So I think we need to have that conversation. Yeah. We can make it two things or three things. Do your own, do mine too. So it's easy.
Well, to me, I feel during sex.
Yeah.
I think the lady takes the lead.
Okay.
They can, you know, they can always ride you like, hey, do this way. This is what I want. As a guy, now you want to satisfy her now. If she want them, if she want missionary, if she want anyone, if she wants.
Exactly.
Okay, and that's how you always want to like, okay, let me just.
But people have conversations.
So I feel the one.
Some do. Basically, okay, please, let me, I'm sorry, I mean.
It depends on the person.
You pick it up
Let
now.
Me tell you, it depends on the person. You can't, like, okay, like guys, like wait. Like guys
it's that, based on this conversation.
Yeah, like guys that do hookers.
Okay.
You can't have a conversation with a lady when you're strapping her.
She can have conversations with you.
She can be morning. But you, if you are like
a sex worker, okay.
If you are having sex with the person you're dating in a relationship, I think talking goes a long way.
Yeah, I agree.
Like navigating the person on what you want and how you want them to
definitely.
Do it.
Yeah. As me, you know, personally, that's what I said.
If I be hook up, me and my clients, but they get problem more because.
No. Hookah can be.
I'm not talking about
hookah. Can be.
No, not hookah.
I'm talking about relationship.
No, I know.
These guys, this is 2022. They are not hookers. They are sex workers.
Sex workers.
Oh, sex workers.
Yes. Oh my God.
It is the oldest profession in the world.
So I can become a sex worker.
Shout out to you.
If you choose to be.
Wow.
I'm actually planning to have a sex worker on my podcast.
It is not I.
No, not you.
Not you.
A professional sex worker.
But if you choose to be, what you said, it is your choice.
Based on what I'm saying is, okay, I mean, sex workers, you can't even touch them anyhow. Mm? Sex workers don't kiss.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You can't touch boobs anyhow.
Now, why do people pay for it if I'm not getting full?
Sex is from penis now and vagina now.
No, not you people. Why do people not?
I don't understand, guys.
You just said you. Why do people?
When I say you people, I mean your gender.
Come on, sex worker is both gender now. Uh-uh.
No problem. People are right.
Moving on. Because it looks like, okay, Bonner Boy in a club shootout. Have you read the story?
Yes, I have.
Okay, keep it short. What do you think?
Bonner Boy should be less violent. That's just my take. Nothing more, nothing less.
Okay, Ibile.
Well,
okay, for those who don't know the story, so he went to what's the name of this club? Is it Cubana?
Cubana, yeah.
So he went there with, I think two other women with police escorts.
It wasn't Bonner Boy that shot.
No, I'm trying to give you backstory. Yeah. I'm trying to give you backstory. So he goes into the club with his people, with policemen like six, and he was with like two chicks or three. So he spotted another person, like, I like this woman. And they were like, no, she's married. The husband was like, come on, man, don't do this. So he came back again, making advances, according to what we've read, to the woman, and like, hey, man, but the guy was like, what the fuck? So argument happened, and the police shot like twice or so. Bonner Boy was laughing.
And he was laughing?
Yes, according to reports, he was just giggling and laughing. Aftermath of the bullet, one got
like
shot
by the head, the other person the leg.
Was it the thigh or something?
The thigh, yeah. I think I read it this morning.
Yeah. So, I mean, now he's out of the country. He went to Spain to his own show.
That performance was mad. I saw it.
I mean, a bad guy can have good content.
No, but the thing is this, yeah. Because I don't like talking on a conversation I really don't know facts on. Because we know what social media can be. People can...
No, this is not social media. This is from Punch.
Okay, from Punch.
Yeah, yeah.
Then if it is verified information,
yeah.
First of all, if I'm that man,
yeah.
Can he sue?
Yes.
Yeah, he can.
I would take legal action. Shelby, he just won so many Grammys. Yeah. I am going to sue you for a lot of money. I'm going to cash out like a whole lot. I feel it's disrespectful. I know guys have this bro code thing like... Once it's a niggas and there's a guy, you just step back. So he would have just respected the bro code first and foremost. Yeah. And then to laugh that someone got shot, he should be arrested. Now, the legal arms, there are so many, I think...
They've arrested the policemen, six.
Were they on duty? Were they supposed to be on duty? Is it an illegal duty? If it is that, they should be demoted, they should remove their ranks.
They're always feisty.
But for him to react without empathy and then he's the one chasing after another man's wife.
Yeah.
No, that's bad. Okay, I'm not following him, I would have followed him, you know, but yeah. What can I say?
Keep it short.
Yeah, yes. First thing first.
Yeah.
Why is that Bonner Boy is always surrounded with controversies? Every time he's always the one in this kind of situation. Personally, I want to separate the artist from his music.
Yeah.
I love his music, no doubt.
Yeah.
But Bonner Boy as a person is always a controversial person. There's always one thing or the other about him. In the first place, like you said, I'm going to sue his fucking ass. I don't want to fucking care who he is.
Wow, he's costing a lot.
Because why would you do that in the first place? Why would you?
Yeah. You said somebody, come how many times?
Why would you chase somebody's wife?
Is not good.
Secondly, the policeman shot the gun or shot in the head. The bullet grazed the man's head and on his thigh again. Are you laughing?
Did he assist in taking them to the hospital?
No, they went to Bonner's house.
They left.
No, that's not nice.
That's not nice. You're saying, okay, the policeman should get him with another. This is Africa. This is Nigeria.
Mm.
All those things we just say and you won't hear it happen. Hope you know. But many times things like this, eventually when it comes to the limelight, you eventually hear the aftermath of it. It just goes dead.
I will sue. He has a Grammy Award. I will drag you by your.
Why is it that he's always having controversial things to do? He's always in the media for doing something stupid.
No, but he actually won Grammys.
I'm not saying he doesn't do. I'm not saying he's not
winning. What are you doing?
But that boy made us proud now.
Oh, okay,
but this particular one, I think the man in question should sue. If myself as a girl, you come close to my boyfriend, I will break your head with glass.
Fantastic.
So why the hell are you coming close to someone?
Debbie, thank you for unveiling this part of you. Breaking bottles.
Why would you come
somebody
to my
married.
Wife?
It doesn't make any
it's
sense
rude
now.
Rude of him.
So you feel like, what do you think? You're a fan of Bonner Boy's
music? I'm a fan.
What is bad is bad.
But it has happened.
Support your master.
I'm not the guy.
Yeah.
I'm not a member of his family. So you can do whatever you feel like doing.
Mm-hmm. Dolapo, you like Bonner Boy's music now?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But like you said, that the man should sue him. I won't be surprised if that will work because this is Nigeria and we know how things go in this country.
But that's what we don't know. They are troublesome lawyers. The question is, can you afford them?
There are some people that would give.
I know two lawyers. Their own is just to drag you. You will pay. The highest thing Bola will do is settle out of court. So many times you guys feel things don't happen in Nigeria is because they settle out of court because they don't want their names in the mud. Yeah. So if you sue, you cannot just don't go and get a Jambe lawyer. Get a good lawyer.
Which is true.
Once they fight them in slam them like this with better. Tell them they will pay out of their. They will just tell you sorry.
Better lawsuit.
David, can you separate the art from the artist?
The art and the artist.
Can you separate it?
Okay, fine. Okay, who do I love? Rihanna.
Okay.
Rihanna does something bad.
Yes.
I know something bad is something bad.
So the music, what happens to the music?
I love the music. Music makes me happy.
You can still listen to the music.
Okay, if I'm listening to it, you're making money, Abby. So that means I'm giving you more money. Weird.
Okay, so R. Kelly is a beast and is in a prison now.
Yeah, I want to come into that. It depends on what you
the crime
and you know. Like for me, R. Kelly, I'm the number one R. Kelly fan.
Okay.
But when I listen to the whole story,
yeah,
I swear, I wouldn't lie to you. I deleted all the songs.
Okay. You deleted all?
Yes.
I just want to say
yes.
I just want to say something.
What he did was so
understand. Horrible.
You know,
I didn't really follow.
Do you know Chris Brown is a woman beater?
He did hit Rihanna.
Yeah.
But then there was a backstory.
You understand? I still love Chris Brown. I love
Rihanna.
But R. Kelly, that's mad. He can't do that.
It was a child he weed on, Abby.
He can't do that.
Not just that.
Pedophile, everything, you know, all of things. So
let me, I just want to say,
yeah, some music.
I think R. Kelly should always be in prison and probably never come out of it.
Always be in prison.
And this is what I will say in terms of separating the art from the artist. I think he has the sickest verse on Make It Rain remix. And I listen to it once in a while.
So you still listen?
Do you think you will be on the road and you listen to these songs like I Believe I Can Fly? Or what greatest?
I still listen to the song.
Everybody
like
a snake, man.
I mean, at times you can say, oh, this person fuck up.
No, I listen to their song. Wait. Separating artists from
the art. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
It means
the songs are not.
The song I feel is natural. It's a blessing. And I feel like talent comes from somewhere.
Dude, that's the idea.
But
they said R. Kelly picks his lines from his
Like
what he's doing.
I heard so.
That's where
there was a song you wrote from Michael Jackson.
Yes.
It's not also
that is so that is based on
pedophilia. How about Michael Jackson as well?
I mean, it was not proving that he was guilty.
It was guilty.
Yes.
Now there are so many controversies between the accused, the victim, and all that. So a lot of the cases were like
people came out and say, "Hey, he did this to me." This and
against Michael Jackson, there was no clear evidence that he did anything bad.
Evidence, right? I mean,
but as
victims, I think one recanted and another one wanted to collect money or something. So once it doesn't look credible,
they'll discard it.
They'll just look at maybe he was just trying to.
So what should we do to Bona?
Bona, I'm not a big fan of him. I mean, he's a great artist. Like, he's one of Nigeria's biggest exports now. But I don't think I'll listen to Bona like that. I mean, once his album drops, I can listen to his song.
Let me see. I'm trying to remember his song I really like.
Oh, okay. We are getting there.
I will soon get there.
Okay. So, we are close to the end of the podcast.
Oh, we're going already.
Oh, okay. We'll bring you for the second one. Maybe when there's part two, we'll bring it again. Debbie, thank you for coming. And every one of you, thank you for coming. Now, I would like to put this out. Like I said in the beginning, we are looking for money. So if you would like to sponsor our show, we can do what the fuck is that? I mean, we can and we have reached to, I mean, I've shared it before on this podcast where this episode our podcast has reached. We've been heard in Qatar, Romania, Germany, US, UK, Brazil, Mexico. I was shocked. I mean, there is Qatar. I was shocked, like, who are these people? From where? How? Right? So if we can tell, if we can, in a way, to say, check out this product. If it's one person from UK that gets, I'm like, okay, I'll buy it. If one person from Brazil, why not? Let them just pay us so we'll move to bigger studio.
Right.
And we can get bigger mics.
Yeah, definitely.
That sounds wrong. I said bigger mics and you were happy. Okay. So thank you all for listening, and hopefully we'll be able to do this every week. You can send us a mail at theabfpodcast@gmail.com, theabfpodcast@gmail.com. Send us a message. If you want us to help you bring solution to personal problem, we'll read it out to our guests. Hopefully Debbie will be there, one of
these. How is it, Debbie?
To help you. And yeah, it's a wrap. Thank you guys. And this episode was produced by Shubomi. Please encourage now if you clap for Shubomi. Thank you all, and see you all next time.
This episode was brought to you by Snack Express. You can get the best kuli kuli and African snack by reaching them at Snack Express UK on Instagram.